From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, residents in Arlington and a lawmaker from Bedford are winding up a 1-2 punch to knock out red light cameras. And we'll meet one man dealing with the crippling effects of anxiety. First, a jury has been seated for the trial of the man accused of killing a former Navy SEAL depicted in the movie American Sniper. A panel of 10 women and 2 men were selected this afternoon for the trial of Eddie Ray Ralph. The former Marine is charged with killing 38-year-old Chris Kyle and Kyle's friend, 35-year-old Chad Littlefield. Ralph's trial starts while the movie based on Kyle's memoir remains in theaters and makes millions. Opening statements are Wednesday. Officials in Erath County took extra steps to try to ensure a fair jury. The clerk sent out 4 times as many jury summons as for a regular trial. The judge today denied defense requests to delay the trial or move it to a different county. We turn now to those cameras designed to catch drivers who run red lights. State lawmakers voted to allow cities to install them more than a decade ago, and the state gets half of the money collected. But that revenue doesn't sway a Republican state representative from Bedford. Jonathan Stickland explained to KERA's Sam Baker why he filed a bill for a statewide ban on red light cameras.
Number one, I believe that they are unconstitutional. I believe that the Constitution specifically gives us the right to face our accuser in court. It's obviously hard to do that against equipment. I think there's a lot of privacy issues. I believe that most of the cities and municipalities that are using these red light cameras have become addicted to the revenue instead of any aspect of public safety. And, you know, the data is in, as far as I'm concerned, they have not proven to stop crashes. They have certainly helped with T-bones, but what they haven't taken into account are the folks who are now slamming on their brakes, trying to make sure they do not get a ticket. We have a large increase in rear-end collisions, I believe, as a result of the red light cameras.
I understand red light cameras are a major issue in your district.
Getting rid of red light cameras was the most widely accepted issue in the general election. So it didn't matter if you were a conservative or a liberal, Republican or Democrat, rich, poor, old, young. It was over 85% in the polling that we did were in favor of getting rid of the red light cameras, which I thought was an astonishing statistic.
Why push for a statewide ban? Why not just let cities decide for themselves if they want to have red light cameras or not?
You know, in theory, I am for local control, but not when it's in regards to personal liberty or the Constitution. I view the state as an active participant in defending the rights and liberties of all Texans, and I don't think that we should leave constitutional issues up for local cities to decide. That needs to be something that we safeguard at the national, state, and local level as much as possible.
But wouldn't cities who are pleased with red light cameras, couldn't they come back and argue we have the right to decide if we want to keep those cameras? And if our citizens are in favor of that, why can't we do it?
Look, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic, and we do not respond or give out rights or take away rights based on, you know, the angry mob or who's got more people on any given issue. These are rights that we believe are inherently ours. I believe they come from God, and they're not up for negotiation.
Many cities approve those cameras to cut down on red light runners. So if your bill succeeds, what kind of safety alternative would you recommend to cities who have the cameras?
One thing that I think we need to do in general is start promoting a community sense of personal responsibility. None of us should ever be in a position where we depend on the government to keep us safe. There's no amount of laws that can stop stupid, if you will. And, you know, we need to start taking personal responsibility and, you know, just committing to each other that we're going to be more responsible on the road. We're not going to do this intentionally and stop depending on the government, again, to keep us safe.
Representative Jonathan Stickland, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
That was KERA's Sam Baker talking with State Representative Jonathan Stickland, a Republican from Bedford. Some people in Arlington aren't waiting for that bill. Tomorrow night, the city council there will hear public comment on plans to put a citywide ban on the ballot. The Arlington Tea Party and the group Citizens for a Better Arlington gathered more than 11,000 signatures on petitions to ban red light cameras, now at 19 intersections. That was more than enough to ask the city council to put it on the May ballot. The final council vote is in 2 weeks. In Fort Worth, the school district is taking a significant leadership turn. Over the weekend, the school board made Joel Boyd its choice to become superintendent. Boyd, who's been running the school system in Santa Fe, New Mexico, is just 35 years old and Harvard educated. Trustee Christine Moss said she was impressed with his resume.
We thought he was a good fit for our students and for this community. He really interviewed extremely well. And we were just happy with his portfolio and what he'd done for students in other school districts.
Boyd has been the superintendent in Santa Fe since August 2012. Before that, he was an assistant superintendent in the Philadelphia School District. He also served as director of middle schools and was a middle school principal there. And earlier, he served as a special assistant to the superintendent in Miami-Dade County Public Schools. Board President Norman Robbins said Boyd's work in New Mexico stands out.
He has closed the achievement gap and improved student achievement. He's lowered the dropout rate. He's done all the things that we want him to do in our district. And we think he has the ability to do that in very short order.
On Friday, the Santa Fe district announced that its graduation rate last year rose by 4 percentage points. Boyd was also instrumental in starting a program that gets students who've dropped out of school back in. Robbins said Fort Worth schools need someone like him.
He's an excellent communicator. He wants to spend most of his time out in the community or out in the schools as opposed to being in his office.
Under Texas law, the board must wait 21 days before offering Boyd a contract, rather. If he accepts, he would replace Patricia Linares, who's been serving as interim superintendent after Walter Dansby resigned under pressure last June. 40 million Americans suffer from anxiety. One of them is editor of the Atlantic magazine. Today on Think, Scott Stossel talked to Chris Boyd about what to do if someone you know is having a panic attack and what to do if that person is you.
What you don't want to say to someone who's in the throes of anxiety attack is, oh, just relax, you'll be fine. You know, if you could just relax, you would.
Right.
The main thing is to just be sort of present and sympathetic and, non-judgmental. And that will help people get through an attack. And if you're going through one, and again, this is much easier said than done, and I say this both based on research and personal experience, simple things like doing deep diaphragmatic breathing, breathing through your stomach slowly and trying to, stay present in the moment and focus on what's around you, look at the sky, look at the physical kind of attributes of the world around you can distract you from the anxiety, and that can work. As I say, it's easier said than done, but that's a good quick and dirty rule of thumb is deep breathing and stay in the moment and just let the anxiety wash over you. Don't try to fight it.
Scott Stossel is the author of My Age of Anxiety, Fear, Hope, Dread, and the Search for Peace of Mind. Think re-airs tonight at 10, or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. This evening brings us mostly clear weather with a low near 46. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 74, and tomorrow night mostly clear with a low around 48. It's currently 72 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 66 in Tyler, and 69 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.